The school curriculum in New South Wales is set for a major shake-up after a report commissioned by the state government described it as crowded and too rigid. The report recommends reducing the number of subjects covered and focusing less on exam preparation. It's the first significant review of curriculum in decades and comes amid concerns about falling literacy and numeracy levels in the state schools. Barbara Miller reports.
The interim report into the New South Wales curriculum has been a long time coming, but its core message doesn't sound all that new.
I think what this review shows is that it's time certainly for a decluttering of the curriculum. There's a lot of recommendations around getting a focus back to basics, particularly literacy and numeracy in the early years.
That's the state's Education Minister, Sarah Mitchell, who along with Liberal Premier Gladys Berejiklian has welcomed the findings of the report by Professor Jeff Masters from the Australian Council for Educational Research. It finds the curriculum is too lockstep in nature and that teachers need more flexibility to focus on a child's level of attainment. Sarah Mitchell.
He doesn't suggest moving away from the age groupings of classes. He doesn't talk about repeating of classes, but what he talks about is a curriculum that's better suited to differing abilities within the one classroom.
Doesn't that happen to some extent anyway, where gifted children are often siphoned off and those who are struggling are also often given extra separate support?
Yeah, look, it does, but this is about making sure that the syllabus documents and that the curriculum that the teachers know that they are to teach to provides them with better opportunities and support to do that.
The report also finds there needs to be less focus on exams and more on vocational training. That could see a shake-up of the current HSC system.
At the moment, we seem to have in the senior years subject areas such as, you know, English, maths and PDHPE, and then VET sits out as a separate subject. His suggestion is that we have a better integration of our subject areas to include vocational education subjects within the curriculum so that students, no matter what they're studying, have opportunities to look not just at the theoretical components or aspects of their courses, but also a practical application of that knowledge as well.
What does this mean for NAPLAN and ATAR?
Well, look, I think the NAPLAN issue is a separate one. Obviously, for us as a government, we've made it clear that we are conducting a review into NAPLAN along with Queensland and Victoria and the ACT. We think it's time that the test itself was looked at. When it comes to ATAR, he does make some suggestions around looking at whether that is fit for purpose, whether we should be looking at more of a broader approach to the end of the schooling year.
The state's opposition says major changes are long overdue, but an overhaul is not likely to happen anytime soon. Professor Masters has been asked to submit a final report next year. After that, says the Education Department, implementing reform could take up to a decade.
Barbara Miller reporting there.